The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. Even if you brush in a rush, new Brisk toothpaste starts instant action against tooth decay.
Brisk helps protect you from decay, starts instant action right away. Even if you brush in a rush, Brisk fluoride toothpaste.
The instant it touches your teeth, Brisk toothpaste starts to destroy most bacteria that cause tooth decay and mouth odor. So even if you brush in a rush, use Brisk, B-R-I-S-K, new Brisk toothpaste.
Come on, honey, come on.
Will you stop yelling at me? I'm never going to be ready if you don't stop yelling.
Well, hurry up. For Pete's sake, that wedding will be over, and the reception, too. Tom and Helen will be back from their honeymoon before we even get to the church. Oh, what is your mother doing up there?
Putting on nail polish.
Oh. Look, there's no point in going at all if we don't leave right away. Did you hear what I said?
Get Betsy dressed in her snowsuit. Now, we're dropping her off at the Cunninghams. She needs her snow pants and her jacket. Fasten on the hood and put a sweater on underneath and a scarf around her neck. Now, she needs heavy socks over her shoes because she'll be playing in the snow. And don't forget two pair of mittens and her overshoes.
Oh, all right, all right. Look, will you step on it? Golly, if once, just once, we could go somewhere and be on time.
Has a scratchy throat, got your goat, there's a simple way to relieve it. Get a box of Candettes. Pleasant tasting Candettes. Try one and you'll believe it. Don't let a scratchy throat get your goat. Get Candettes.
Yes, in seconds, delicious orange-flavored Candettes go to work to stop pain of a raw, irritated throat, while two tested wonder drugs begin killing throat germs on contact. No other throat medication gives you this amazing modern Candette formula. It eases, it soothes, it brings astonishing relief almost instantly. So next time your throat is raw and inflamed, get fast-acting Candettes and get relief.
Don't let a scratchy throat get your goat. Get Candettes.
Yell at your mother to come on, will you? I'm hoarse.
Mommy, come on!
I'm coming.
Honestly, I cannot figure women out. You have had all day to get ready. Now, what have you been doing?
I cleaned the house. I did some washing. I did some ironing. I mended your shirts.
All right.
That's what I've been doing all day.
All right. Are you ready now?
No, I'm not ready. I've got to change purses, put things in my blue purse. Did you get my coat out?
Yes, right here.
My hair looks terrible with you yelling at me every 2 seconds. I rush like mad. I just feel half put together.
You look fine. You look lovely. Come on. Get your coat on here. Come on.
Stop it. Now, just stop it.
Well, look,
please.
There is poor Betsy so bundled up to the teeth she can hardly move.
I'm hot.
Well, you'll just have to wait, that's all. Your mother isn't ready.
Oh, I didn't put any lipstick on either.
Oh, well, can't you put it on in the car?
Yes, I guess so. All right, yeah. I'm ready. Come on. Coat.
I can't believe it. You mean you are finally ready?
Yes, come on.
You gonna zip up your skirt?
Oh, yes.
What's the matter?
Well, it's stuck, wouldn't you know?
Let me help you. Will you let me do it?
Don't rip it now.
All right. Well, I can't get it. Let it go. Just keep your coat on. It won't show.
Well, I can't have my skirt falling off in church.
Well, get a safety pin.
Oh, safety pin. We're going to reception afterwards. I'll have to take my coat off.
Let's go. I'm hot.
Yeah, well, let me try it again.
Don't rip it now. Don't rip it, dear.
Well, you hold still. Just hold still.
Dear?
I got it.
Something ripped.
Well, all right. I got it anyhow.
It's my good slip, too. Why is it zippers never stick unless you're in a hurry? Now, my coat.
Yeah,
coat,
here, coat, here, coat. Here, come on.
Let's
here.
Go!
Oh, all right, all right, all right.
Come on!
Yes, dear. Well, they're not even here.
Who?
Elts and Chuck. I thought they were outside waiting. That's why you were yelling at me.
Thought we were going in our car.
No, Elts and Chuck are picking us up. Well, Leslie, you get so excited. Now relax. Elts is never late to anything. You know that.
Betsy, come on back in. Come on.
Why?
We're waiting for the Hutchinsons, dear.
Golly, she waddles in that snowsuit like some man from Mars. Isn't that too big or something?
Well, she's got to get at least 2 years out of things. Now sit on the hall bench, Betsy. We'll leave in a minute. You look nice.
Well, me, do I?
Oh, yeah, very handsome.
Oh?
Now, my hair looks just awful.
None of your hair looks very nice.
I don't think so.
Where do you suppose they are?
Well, they'll get here. Honestly, every time we go to a wedding, you get so nervous you think you were the bridegroom.
Yeah, well, I know how he feels.
What do you mean?
Trapped.
What?
Oh, honey, I just teased
you. No, you're not. I felt that way, too. I didn't want to marry you that morning.
No!
I didn't. I remember driving to the church, and I thought, oh, I don't want to marry him. I don't even know him.
You've known me for 2 years. What do you mean you didn't want to marry me?
Let's go!
Yeah, very soon. We will, dear.
Look, I went to a lot of trouble chasing after you and taking you away from that what's his name?
Claude.
That Claude. Boy, what a dope.
Oh, he had a convertible.
Yeah, but I was cuter.
Yes, you were, as a matter of fact. Now, just stop that.
Honest, look, she is so bundled up.
Well, you want to go outside, Betsy?
No.
Well, let me undo you a little bit then. Come here. Come here to Mommy.
Well, I'm just sitting here. Shall I call them and see if they've started?
All right, Ken, if you want to.
Yeah, what's their number?
Primrose 7886. There, you can take your mittens off too, sweetie.
Primrose 7886, please.
Ask Elsa what she's wearing.
I'm most certainly not going to ask Elsa what she's wearing and have you race upstairs and start changing.
Mm.
Nobody answers.
Well, they're probably on their way.
I don't know why we don't go in our car anyhow. When you go somewhere like this with other people, you're always at their beck and call. You got to leave when they want to leave. You know Chuck. He always wants to stay until the last dog is hung.
Well, since we're going to a wedding, I hardly think that's an appropriate expression, dear.
Nobody answers.
Oh, I'm hot. I want a drink.
Oh, honestly, would you get her one, dear? I want to put my lipstick on her.
Yeah. Oh, golly. What the heck? What did you have on this chair?
What's the matter?
I sat in something.
In what?
I don't know what.
Well, turn around. Turn around. Let me look. Oh, honest. What have I told you, young lady? Now, just
what is it?
Bubble gum.
Bubble gum?
Now, Betsy, what has Mother told you? Look
bubble
at the
gum.
Seat of Daddy's pants. Haven't I told you time
Never
and time
mind
again?
That. Now, get the stuff off.
Well, with what? What takes gum off?
I don't know what takes... Oh, look at that.
Well, where's that book on household hints?
Oh.
Tells about removing spots and stains and things.
Well, look for it, will you? My golly.
Should be here.
What does she do? Chew 5 sticks at a time?
Here it is. Here's the book. Now, just a minute. I suppose any minute they'll arrive and start honking.
But I'll tell you this much, young lady. If you put bubble gum on the furniture one more time...
I didn't put the bubble gum on the chair.
If you didn't, who did?
I don't know. Probably the fairies.
Yeah, the fairies. Why is it the fairies get blamed for everything that happens around here lately?
They're naughty. I tell them to be nice, Daddy, but they want to be naughty.
Just let me tell you something, young...
One is supposed to encourage the imagination.
Well, I'm going to encourage more than the imagination around here, I'll tell you.
Oh, wait a minute. Here, I hear you. Here, I've got the book now. Household hints. How to repair loose plaster, insulation,
no.
How to paint a radiator.
Oh, give it here.
Well,
let me have it.
Well, just a second. Well, here's stain and spot removal. Iodine, fingernail polish, ink, chewing gum. Here we are.
Yeah,
here.
All right. What's it say?
Removed by soaking with carbon tetra...
Carbon tetrachloride, that's cleaning fluid.
Well, we don't have a speck. We don't. I meant to get some. I put it on the... We have turpentine.
I can't go to a wedding smelling of turpentine.
Wait a minute. It says here also, chewing gum, if stuck to cloth, can be removed by holding a piece of ice against it for a few seconds. This makes the gum brittle, and you can scrape it off with a knife. Ice cubes. We need ice cubes.
Well,
that's what we need.
Well,
there they are, and you're not ready.
Yeah, I like that. I'm not ready.
When you're not, are you? Get the ice cubes out. Go on, dear. We'll be out as soon as we can. He sat in some gum. We'll hurry. You want to go out and get in the car, Betsy, with him?
No, I want to stay with you.
All right, come on out the kitchen.
Oh, no.
Get the ice cubes out.
Of course, when you're in a hurry.
What's the trouble?
No ice trays. They're all stuck.
Try the bottom one. That's usually easier.
I didn't get a drink of water.
Now, just wait a minute.
What the heck is the problem?
Can I have some in my glass of water, too?
Well, now, just wait a minute. He doesn't have any ice cubes out yet.
Well, what in Sam Hill is holding
it? Well, you won't get anywhere attacking it like that. Dear.
What?
May I try it? May I try it? May I?
All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
There you are. Your trouble is you get so excited over things like this. If you take it easier, dear. Mm-hmm. Now, here, can you hold this ice cube on the gum?
Where is it?
Bend over the table. Let me do it. Go on, bend over the table. It is so late now.
Dad, he looks funny. He looks like you're going to spank him, Mommy.
Look, if there is any spanking to be done around here, young lady...
I didn't do it.
You're the only one around here who chews bubble gum.
I didn't put it on the chair.
You go to your room. Go to your room. At once, do you hear me? Now go on, march.
Go to her room? Are you crazy? We're going to a wedding and she's supposed to go to a little party at Candy Cunningham's.
Tell Elsa and Chuck to drive on. We'll get a babysitter. We can get that genie next door. Betsy is not going to any party. She has got to learn the difference between right and wrong.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. What were the holidays like at your house? Hectic? In that case, you'll find settling down to normal a pleasure, especially since you now have good friends like Peter Lind Hayes and Mary Healy on hand to keep you company and keep you amused, even when you are busy with your regular daily tasks. Broadcasting right from their own home, Peter and Mary visit you on most of these same stations 5 days a week. Sometimes just the two of them drop by, but often they bring an interesting friend along. In any case, they always have a cheerful song or two on tap. And since Peter and Mary share an optimistic outlook on life, you can count on their humor to be bright and easygoing, too. Just for the fun of it, join us on CBS Radio each Monday through Friday when it's time for the Peter and Mary Show. Meet their diverting friends. Enjoy their refreshing songs. Any weekday now on CBS Radio, get an extra kick out of life with Peter Lind Hayes and Mary Healy.
Yes, yes, it is. Lovely wedding reception. Oh, hi, Bill.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello, Eleanor.
I didn't see you two at the wedding.
No, we missed it. I had to get some gum off my pants, and as a result, we had a little discipline problem with Betsy.
What a shame.
Yeah.
Have you seen the wedding presents?
No, not yet.
Neither the bride nor groom drink, and they got enough bar equipment to service a hotel.
Well, it is always the way. I think we got 23 candlesticks.
Oh, excuse me.
Hello, honey. Dear.
Huh?
I just remembered I put the gum on the chair.
What?
Get in here. Get in the library. What? Get in the library. Call home at once.
Well, what about...
just
honestly,
terrible. Here, call home.
Operate, yes. Give me Juniper 2323, please.
I made Betsy give me the gum this morning while I was dusting the phone table. The phone rang, and I had to write something down and needed both my hands. I laid the gum on the chair, meaning to pick it up later, you know, and apparently I didn't.
Hello.
I just...
Jeannie, let me talk to Betsy, would you please?
Just feel sick.
Well,
just remember,
that's a fine
you know.
Thing, that poor kid. And I laid her out cold.
I feel terrible. I just forgot the gum, apparently.
Hello, baby. This is Daddy, darling. Honey, Mommy just remembered she put the gum there. Yes, well, we're both so sorry, darling. Daddy apologizes, sweetheart.
What did she say?
She said, that's all right. I love you, Daddy.
Well, it's one thing about a child. They never hold a grudge,
yeah,
do they?
I did, huh? Oh, I'll get even with you when I get home. You wait and say, goodbye, darling.
Oh, what did she say? What did she say?
She said, I still think you look funny bending over that table, Daddy.
Oh, the Dickens.
You know, she really has a magnificent sense of humor for a six-year-old.
Yeah, she does. Oh, come on back to the party.
Now, don't bore everybody at this party talking about your child,
No,
honey.
No, darling. Hi, Fred. Well, Fred, let me tell you what my kid just said.
Oh, honey, for heaven's sake.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Madeline Pierce as Betsy, Dorothy Duckworth as Eleanor, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Warren Sweeney inviting you to listen in tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.